It is time for another edition of Overreaction Monday. It is the last such Overreaction Monday of the month of November in the 2023 season. Chris Brockman, hope you had a good Thanksgiving, sir.
Rich, it was great. How was yours?
It was terrific. And even better, you know, sort of how good the turkey tastes the day later.
Of course.
2 days after that, Michigan beat Ohio State, it tasted even better.
You guys beat Ohio State?
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of that.
I hadn't heard that.
I don't know if you're aware of that. It's a great day here for Overreaction Monday, brought to you, as always, by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Go ahead and create an account by taking that Game Time app and putting it on your mobile device. Redeem the code OVERREACTION, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Are you ready, sir?
Rich, I'm ready.
A dozen weeks into the National Football League season.
Can you believe that?
I know. Time flies while you're overreacting. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
All right, Christopher, have at it.
Rich, here we go. Let's start with the game of the day. Maybe the game of the year so far. Bills-Eagles overtime
finish. Have you forgotten
about
Chiefs and the Eagles? Forgotten about that? That was a Super Bowl rematch?
No, but that wasn't as good as yesterday's Sunday's game, right?
Bills-Eagles? Okay, what do you got?
I'll tell you what it was, though, Rich. Jalen Hurts wrapped up MVP with Sunday's comeback win.
I can't sit here and say he's wrapped up MVP. Just can't do it. Can't say it. He's the MVP through 12 weeks. That's what he's wrapped up. But at this point, it's totally an overreaction. We have no earthly idea who the one seed in the NFC is going to be. He can wrap it up with wins in the next 2 weeks.
They have a two-game lead.
What if the 49ers catch him and Brock Purdy or Christian McCaffrey is the clear and obvious reason as to how?
But that's the problem on the 49ers. It's they're splitting votes.
What if the Dallas Cowboys go ahead and catch him? What if the Cowboys win this coming week? You know? Against the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday Night Football, and the Eagles lose to the 49ers, and the Cowboys go ahead and beat the Eagles, and Dak Prescott then finishes the year on such a hot streak that you can't deny him, right? What happens if Lamar Jackson comes off his bye after being the first quarterback to the 9-win AFC club and goes on such a hot streak, you can't deny him. I can't deny that Jalen Hurts is the most valuable player of the NFL through 12 weeks. We saw it again. They take his cue on everything.
He's unflappable,
panic. And they don't panic. That's two straight weeks when they've been on national television, essentially, and in the elements, physically and spiritually, in Kansas City and at home in Philadelphia against the Chiefs and the Bills. Without, you know, minus the Bengals, those are the perennially toughest teams the AFC has to offer, right? And they beat them both after being down by the same score to both teams at halftime, 17-7. So Hurts is the reason why he's such an incredible leader, and they are already moving on. I bet you they've already had their victory Monday, and it's already a page turned for them.
Bills go up in that game in overtime. Allen misses Gabe Davis. They settle for the field goal. Did you have any doubts that the Eagles were winning that game after that?
I did have doubts because anything can happen in the rain. And as a matter of fact, Bills fans would point out to you, A.J. Brown caught it, and the ball comes loose, and it's ruled an incomplete pass. And you could have said on the field, that's a catch fumble, and if they did that, there's no way – the replay overturns that,
right.
Yeah. So, anything can happen. And the Eagles are just one of the most incredibly tough, resilient teams I've seen in recent years. But to say Jalen Hurts is wrapped up MVP is an overreaction. What else, sir?
All right, let's keep it going then. Let's go to Sunday night. Ravens come out to L.A., take care of business against the Chargers. First 9-win team in the AFC. The Ravens should be Super Bowl favorites right now.
Super Bowl favorites for what?
To win. Super Bowl favorites. That's what that means.
I would tell you this. You can't say they're Super Bowl favorites with the Eagles being the first of the 10-win club.
Yeah, but the Eagles have struggled the last couple of weeks.
Have you just forgotten what we talked about over the last 5 minutes?
No. What was that? That's
what happens when you're overreacting.
I'm on to the next overreaction.
Your memory
you know what I mean?
Space becomes smaller. I could say it's not an overreaction to say that they're the favorites to make the Super Bowl out of the AFC right now.
Okay.
Championship defense, Dolphins don't have it, Chiefs do, right?
Yes.
Okay. Championship offense, Dolphins have it, Ravens may have it, Chiefs have it as long as Mahomes and Kelsey is healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. And Rashee Rice steps to the fore. I don't know if you've got a Chiefs. Okay. Whoa, I don't mean to overstep for future overreactions. And special teams, the Ravens have the edge. The fact that Justin Tucker missed one from 40-something yards is the jaw-dropping moment of the game from Sunday night.
I think so.
So the Ravens, you could say, if you said should be the Super Bowl favorites to make it out of the AFC, I'd checkmark it. But to say that they're favorites right now, and let me just say this, okay, for the possibility of the Ravens versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That's fun.
Would be outstanding. I mean,
that's a fun game.
It would be brought to you by the Wawa Markets and Utz Potato Chips.
Right.
Right. Philadelphia and Baltimore being such a stone's throw away.
Yeah, Harbaugh, former Eagles special teams
coach.
Correct.
There's a lot of storyline connections that we would have fun with in the media, but none more than Lamar and Hurts. Jalen Hurts at it. And that's entirely possible.
That's fun.
But for the moment, I'll call this an overreaction. Okay. What else?
All right. You just mentioned it. Let's go to it. Rashee Rice, he's going to be the savior of the Chiefs offense from now through the postseason.
I will tell you, he's been the guy we've been talking about. That is not to say he's the savior of the Chiefs offense. Might be
missing piece.
Well, he's the answer to their passing game, big game passing game conundrum. I would agree. He's been terrific. He's been awesome. And he had made some plays in Vegas that if he makes it, you know, on the second Sunday in February, they're going to be hoisting the trophy again.
Dude, that 40-yard touchdown. I mean, he's across terrific. The field, down the sideline, stays in bounds.
He's terrific. So if you're looking for a wide receiver who is going to be the difference maker and is a guy that a defensive coordinator or a defensive cornerback room or safety room, secondary room, is going to be you're going to cause them to talk about a receiver. He's the one. It's not Tony.
No.
It's not Sky Moore.
Nope.
It's not Justin Watson. It's this kid. And so in terms of a savior for the Chiefs offense, if he can provide the spark that we saw him provide, it's not MVS either that you're going to be circling in a defender's film session in the week that they're taking on the Chiefs. For instance, in Green Bay right now, they're talking Rashee Rice. I don't think they're talking about a MVS revenge game. You know what I mean? Like, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
I'm with you.
And with Isaiah Pacheco running the way that he's running,
dude,
we may have an answer here. And
that's a much better offense now than at the beginning of the season.
Well, certainly in the second half that we saw in Vegas, you know, they snapped their scoreless streak. Well, twice. Two touchdowns.
That's big.
Right, exactly. So here you go. Okay. I'll accept this one. I don't think that's an overreaction. Right.
Okay.
Now. What else?
Maybe I can get you on this one.
What do you got?
Rich, as great as Saturday was for you, Friday was not so much. Okay. I know you watched Amazon.
Yeah.
Black Friday game. The Jets need to clean house after this season.
No. I don't believe so. I like the coach, man.
Coach, GM, everybody, see you later. OC, all of it, goodbye, bye-bye.
You've put so much into this season already.
So what?
That this is exactly, you got to run it back.
Why?
You do.
You ran it back this year from last year.
Well, we got to run it back to see if Rodgers can stay upright.
Why? Why do you have to run it back with Rodgers?
Because you've acquired him. You're going to cough up a second-round choice in this upcoming draft because of him. The cap is already set to afford him. You've got the play caller that he wants sitting there who's been for a second straight year eviscerated because it's been a terrible result and you haven't bounced him in the same way McDermott and Mike Tomlin bounced their play callers because Rodgers doesn't want it touched. He doesn't want a code red ordered on Nathaniel
Hackett. Is he the head coach? Is he the owner? Am I missing something?
He is not. He is the most important piece to potentially having what they had planned for this year take root and have happen next year. That is their plan. I don't blame them for wanting to stick to that plan. This year is toast. I wish they had gone ahead. And the thing we found out on Monday's show, when we spoke to Josh Dobbs, and I asked him, were you involved at all in being up to speed on your trade deadline situation? Did you know who was knocking on the Cardinals' door for you? And he said he was told by his agent, the Browns and the Vikings. And when I heard that, I'm thinking to myself, where the hell were the New York Jets?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I believe, again, right around the trade deadline, that was the time when Zach was beginning to take off. And that was also the time when Deshaun Watson was beginning to take off for the Browns. But the Browns at least realized, if Watson goes down, where do we go? Mm-hmm. Now, they're trying to win with DTR right now. But they at least realized that. They had to sit there and go, if Zach goes down, where do we go? Or if Zach starts to regress again, which is probably, or it's likely to happen because they were already seeing the signs of it, where the hell was a sixth-round pick for Josh Dobbs? So that's the only issue I have. I love the coach. The fact that these players are not like Lord of the Friggin' Flies right now going at each other.
They might be. We don't know.
But the fact that that hasn't been made public, or it hasn't seen, you don't see it on the field.
This defense must be just ready to go exactly nuts every single game.
And you don't think Saleh isn't inside as he's standing there emotionless and motionless? Mm. You don't think he's shrieking inside? He is. This man is a passionate man. And what he's doing, I know, in New York, when you don't win, that's viewed as if you're dead inside. If you win in New York and you're that guy, you're like Joe Torre, where you can't tell.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that is part of the problem. When he comes on, you know, in front of a microphone, what's he supposed to say after that play happens? You know, is it, you know,
that was a tough before halftime interview.
Well, no, but and by the way, he went through with it.
I know.
He could have absolutely said, as we've heard from people on Amazon, that sometimes coaches blow you off. You know, so
I wouldn't have blamed him for that.
Exactly.
One.
Yeah. He could have looked at Kalie Hartung and goes, "Listen, I know we planned on this.
Did you see what?
Just see what happened? And you really want me to talk right?" And he kept it together. You need that guy in New York, and their defense is rolling. They're rolling. Now, again, they made the moves for Rodgers, getting the play caller. They made the moves for Rodgers, getting him Alan Lazard and getting him Randall Cobb. If there's anything that should be held to account on behalf of management, it's not pivoting after the week one disaster of the Achilles blowing up. Not pivoting. My question then is, who do you pivot to? Carson Wentz, Nick Foles didn't want to come back. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But when it's time for Josh Dobbs, that could have helped save the season to Bridget to Rodgers. But the offensive line had a huge injury bug hit it as well. I would love to see Saleh come back. Joe Douglas has made some good draft choices. The free agents haven't been that great. They have put together some winning teams. Rosters in my mind. But for them to just say, we're not going to try and run it back with Rodgers next year makes no sense. I would like for them to use this high draft choice to go get a kid at quarterback in the draft. And if Rodgers has a problem with that, well, then pour a stiffer drink, brother. You know, like that's the way I would say it. But at this point in time, you got to see what Rodgers, if he wants to come back, the floor is yours, brother, you know, and see what happens. But outside of that, I hope they don't touch the coach. That's for sure.
Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
What else?
All right, one more before halftime.
Oh, look at you get me going here.
I know. I'm just making sure you're still alive.
Sure.
All right, AFC South. We thought this was going to be a pushover division, one playoff team this year. AFC South is getting three playoff teams. Oh, Gardner Minshew taking the Colts dancing.
I don't think they're going to get three playoff teams. If I had to, I think the Colts, you know, have a good chance to make it. And obviously the Jaguars were our preseason selection win the division.
Absolutely.
And that's why I chose the Jaguars to win in Houston, because those are the types of games that division winners take down, and they did.
100%.
That said, either the Colts or the Texans are going to miss it. And that's because the Broncos are coming strong. And I wouldn't count the Bills out either. You know?
Schedule's not in the Bills'
favor. And the Browns have a leg up on the record.
Yeah, more on that
right
in
now.
A minute.
Okay. So the Steelers are 7-4. The Browns are 7-4. A whole host of 6-win teams. You know, getting three AFC South teams in three?
Rich, it's been a weird year. Man. It's been a weird year. You got to think weird. We're getting down the stretch here. Let's think weird.
I'm giving you weird. The Bills with a very difficult schedule win three out of their last five, if not four of their last five, and win and get in. And woe to the teams that face the Bills as they're a wild card team coming to your town. The Broncos have a very favorable schedule and a defense that's playing well. And, you know, and I think Mike Del Tufo, you have a new drop from Russell Wilson. Don't forget about this.
Best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
That's right. And so well, Broncos Nation, about us.
The S needs to take some more shots downfield.
I know. So
save that playoff graphic for like three more topics.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what,
all
what's
right,
going to happen.
That's the AFC playoff standings. For the moment, I'll call that an overreaction. And we have reached halftime of this edition of Overreaction Monday, brought to you again by our friends at Game Time. Fast and easy way you can buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Killer last-minute deals, all in prices and views from your seat, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. So again, if it's your first purchase, perfect time of year to use that $20 promo code. And important as well, so many people are looking for the same tickets at this time of year. For a sporting event, for theater events, for concerts, everybody's trying to take their families or their loved ones or their besties or their, lady or girlfriends, coworkers to the same events. Game Time gives you last-minute killer deals as well. So get to the front of the line. Get your great promo code and redeem the code right now. Overreaction, OVERREACTION, $20 off. Restrictions apply. Visit gametime.co for terms. Download Game Time today. Create your account and redeem that code. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, folks, let's talk about Game Time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big time events, because it can be worrisome, it can be time consuming, and it can be expensive. So, Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on Game Time in seconds with two taps, and there's a Game Time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
All right, Chris, what's next?
Boom. Rich, I know it was eons ago, back on Thanksgiving Day, but you know who looked great? The Green Bay Packers.
They sure did.
Favorable schedule down the stretch. Packers making the playoffs.
I don't believe that's an overreaction at all. I don't believe that is an overreaction at all.
Because how they looked.
Because the Seahawks have a rough stretch coming up.
Yep.
They got the Dallas Cowboys this coming week. And then the Seahawks have the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco. Two road games in a row. Then home for Philadelphia. Look out below.
Bad news, Bears.
They're 6-5 heading into that stretch as well. And the Green Bay Packers can get to 500 just like the Seattle Seahawks this week. Problem is they're home for Kansas City.
Now, look, I admit that's tough.
So that's fine. So let's just say they're 5-7 at that point.
Totally
in time.
Fine. Now look at the five remaining games.
At the Giants on a Monday night, home for Baker Mayfield in Tampa, at Carolina with now an interim head coach and a totally upended situation on the coaching staff.
Yep.
On that front, at the very top of the coaching staff, at Minnesota, how big is that game going to be?
That could be for a playoff
home birth. For Chicago when they put their ownership on the table. So
no reason they can't go 5-1, 4-2.
And plus the best part about it, two things. One, you need to have a pass rush in this league.
Mm-hmm.
They are healthy up front, man. They are really good in getting after it. Okay. Number one. Number two is Jordan Love is beginning to put the pieces together, man.
Sure is.
He's putting pieces together.
And it looks like they have not one, not two, three good receivers. Yeah, Jaden right, Reed coming on.
Just gotta
to
get
go
Aaron,
with Christian Watson.
Aaron
and
Jones
Romeo
healthy,
does.
Brother. We got to get him healthy.
But you know, A.J. Dillon, you know, didn't make the most of his opportunities earlier in the year when Aaron Jones was dinged up, but he ran it really hard, threat out of the backfield. I like Green
Bay.
Yeah,
there was a moment where he went the wrong way on a fourth down,
yep,
right?
Yep.
It's
yep.
just like, how the hell is other teams just not getting a brotherly shove in there in their repertoire? But I'm with you. And there's also, don't discount the Rams at 5-6 either. But if I had to place my marker on anybody, it would be Green Bay.
I think so, too.
Because the Rams' final schedule, just to hash it all out, the Rams now come home to take on Cleveland.
Cleveland next week, yeah.
They're at Baltimore. They're home for Washington, home for New Orleans.
On a short week, right?
On a short week on a Thursday night. At the Giants. He's at San Francisco. So,
you know, they
I
could,
don't know. They can make an
They could go 4-2.
Register.
It's a 4-2.
I know. I hear you. But
so that's what? That's 9-8.
I don't know. I guess their game, the Packers game against Kansas City is similar to the Rams at the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So you cough one of those up.
Sure.
And then who has a better chance to win the final five? Most of the final five to make a run.
Green Bay slight
because
edge.
Because you don't see, obviously, the
Rams have
the
to
loser of the NFC East is the 5 seed. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
I believe the Vikings are going to make the playoffs. Okay.
I think so.
Because Justin Jefferson comes back after their bye.
See what they look like on Monday night against the Bears.
Right.
But yeah,
but
I think
after
so.
Their bye, Justin Jefferson comes out. In right. the final five games of the season, they got the best receiver in the NFL back and healthy for Josh Dobbs, who's been balling out. And everybody should seek on our YouTube page, or if you are watching this show, on our YouTube page, Josh Dobbs, a 20-minute interview that we posted on Monday. Dynamite. Check it out. Even if it's you're listening to this show later in the week, just hearing Josh Dobbs, it's just it'll give you the warms and the fuzzies. What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay, Rich, I know we didn't get to this in Monday's big show. Probably get to it on Tuesday. The Chargers are wasting Justin Herbert and his top five talent.
I mean, how do you disagree with that? Right? I mean, it sounds
this
horrible.
This kind of passes, you know, off some of the blame of Justin to the team.
Yeah, I know.
But,
and again, we're going to talk about it more in the week. I mean, just imagine if, you know.
I just feel for the guy.
Just imagine if Dak Prescott got the ball back down just three, expecting to be down six, needing a touchdown to win it. Yep. Justin Tucker, a rare miss from inside 50, gives you an opportunity. All you need is just get 40 yards for Dicker the kicker to kick you in overtime and get your best shot on the Ravens. Just imagine if Dak had blown that. had not even gotten them in position for field goal, like Justin Herbert's offense.
Took a bad sack.
What if Josh Allen had done it? So again,
I hear what you're saying.
Justin Herbert does get a pass in many different ways because he doesn't make the stupid interceptions. He doesn't try to jam it in. He does seem to play with a certain sensibility that others. He doesn't make the risky pass as much as any others.
Yeah,
he just makes these incredible throws, pushing it down the field, and just Charger things happen. But, I mean, they got Kellen Moore for him, and they got Keenan Allen for him, and they kept Austin Eckler for him, and they drafted Quentin Johnston for him, and they got, an offensive line that, if healthy, can...
If healthy, and that, they got that's the, kind
and
of
And they got
the
Kellen
thing.
Moore to... So I know. How are they wasting it?
Well, Eckler hasn't been the Eckler that we've...
So I don't even know how to respond to this, other than the fact that I don't know who's to blame... For his way.
I think I angrily typed this out last night watching the game because I'm just so frustrated for him. This guy is clearly the nerds love him. The analytics guys love him. I believe he's a top five quarterback. He has all the skills you want.
The Chargers also got him a three-score lead in the playoffs last year.
Why is he 30-30 in his career?
I don't know. Because sometimes he just disappears in a game. Just look at Jacksonville second half last year. Honestly.
But he got them the big lead.
I get it. So he's got to finish it and show up in the final four like Burrow does or Allen does. I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
But it's just you can't dust for prints and see just one person's crime. But they are wasting his top five talent. That is fine.
And they wasted his immense talent on the rookie contract.
That's true, too. So I don't know how you
can. All right.
Yeah, that's just a spitting fact.
I think
right
that
there.
Was just a Herbert vent session okay. for both of us.
What else?
All right. AFC North, Rich. AFC North. Best division in football, right?
It was until it was, quarterbacks started right? dropping like crazy.
AFC North is only getting two playoff teams and one of them not the Cleveland Browns.
I can't say that's an overreaction. I mean, the Steelers are 7-4 right now. So are the Browns. The Ravens are two ahead of them. So the Ravens are making it.
Ravens are in.
I would proffer to say.
They have the asterisks.
But
they're in.
DTR getting concussed in the loss in Denver. And then Myles Garrett strolling out in a sling. I mean, I don't know how many freaking Browns, man. Let's have them look great and then remove Deshaun Watson out of the blue and then have Myles Garrett in a sling. I mean, like, what else are you going to take? You're going to take away the elf? You know what I mean? Honestly,
not the elf.
Who else to take? But do me a favor, put that AFC standings up one more time for our listening audience. We'll just mention it. That the 6-5s behind them, the good news for the Browns is they beat the Colts. Remember that when Jim Irsay said that they got an apology from the NFL based on calls in the end zone?
Okay.
That was the Browns who beat the Colts. So the good news for the Browns is they've beaten the Colts. The bad news for the Browns is they've lost to the Broncos. And the bad news for the Browns also is that if the Bills are as good as we think, that's, as I think, they're going to be in this mix. There's the case of the Houston Texans as well, who they have not played, I don't believe. And they do play them in week 16.
Ooh.
Keep an eye on that one. It's at Houston, so C.J. Stroud doesn't come home in the same way that he went to Cincinnati and really hurt them before Burrow got hurt for the season. So you take a look at their schedule. They're staying out here in Los Angeles, by the way.
I did read that.
They're here in L.A. They went from Denver to Los Angeles. They're hanging here all week. It was supposed to be a nice reunion for DTR to be back in Bruins country.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's going to play. Then they're home for Jacksonville.
But that's not an easy game now against the Rams.
It's not.
Who looked great. Stafford, four touchdowns yesterday?
And make a note for Dorian Thompson-Robinson versus Tim Boyle week 17, unless Rodgers comes back. And keep an eye on that, which makes that, one would think, a less winnable game. So I would have to say the Steelers, who do have New England on their schedule coming up, who do have a game against Indianapolis. That's a big one, too.
That's a big one, but the offense looked great. Top 400. I know they only scored 16 points, Pittsburgh.
Home date against Arizona.
But the offense is cooking
which
now.
Which just got eviscerated by a defense from the Rams. Yeah, I'll buy this one. I'll say that's not an overreaction.
Yeah, I like the playoff picture as it is. Browns out, Texans in.
As we're sitting
that's
here right now.
That's as we're sitting here right now. All right, Rich, you know who also I love and what? Had a huge win yesterday? I love Trevor Lawrence. I love Jacksonville. The Jaguars are going to get the AFC 1 seed.
Please stand down, sir. Come on.
Look at the schedules.
I know they're one back. I know they're one back.
Look to the schedules.
Let's see. I know Jacksonville comes off of the Baltimore Ravens come off their bye home against the Rams, and I would hold on for dear life if I'm the Rams. Right? I mean,
unless the Rams are just cooking now.
I mean, if they're just cooking, I guess they better show up in a way. Let's just say this. They better show up in a way that Detroit and Seattle did not.
Agreed. Okay.
Then there's a game at Jacksonville on a Sunday night, buddy.
That's it. That's for the one seed.
Well, it's for Jacksonville's hopes for a one seed.
Yeah.
And for Kansas City's hopes for a one seed, or the Dolphins' hope for one seed. Don't forget, the Dolphins have got to be one better than the Chiefs. So,
well, the Dolphins are going to be, we know
they which is the reason why the Dolphins are the four seed right now is right, because they've lost to the Chiefs.
Right. Well, because they
get kicked out, and
they lose to good teams and beat the bad teams.
Or the tiebreakers are when it's a multiple team tiebreak, you go head to head, and somebody gets knocked out.
Oh, right, that too.
Right,
that
too. And the Chiefs. So head to head, the Chiefs have beaten Jacksonville and Miami, which is why the Chiefs are currently two, Jacksonville is three, and Miami's four. You get it?
Got it.
Good. So I'll just say at the moment to say right now because they won in Houston.
Big game.
That Jacksonville is going to be the one seed is an overreaction. Can they do it? Sure. Right now, if I had to put my marker on anything, I'd put it on the Ravens to be the one seed. If you went the Ravens are going to be the one seed right now, I'd still call it an overreaction because anything can happen. But if I had to put my marker on it, I'd put it on Baltimore right now.
Okay, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Last one.
Yep.
Frank Reich, gone. Monday, we woke up to that news that the Panthers got rid of Frank Reich. We know the Raiders have already fired Josh McDaniels. That's two. I think this offseason, record-setting coaches fired. There's going to be at least six more gone, maybe seven or eight.
All right. So
I wrote some teams down if you want to meet a list first, and then you can react.
Or how about this? Arizona's not firing their coach.
No.
Are you putting Atlanta on your list?
No.
Okay. Baltimore's not firing their coach. You're putting Buffalo on your list?
I'm putting Buffalo on the list.
You putting Chicago on the list?
Chicago on the list.
Cincinnati's not doing it. Dallas isn't. Cleveland's not doing it. You're not putting Dallas on your list.
No.
Okay. Denver's not doing it. Detroit's not doing it. Green Bay's not doing it. Houston's not doing it. Indy's not doing it. Jacksonville's not doing it. Kansas City's not doing it. You're putting the Chargers on your list.
Chargers on the list.
Rams not doing it. You including Vegas?
No. I already counted them.
Okay. Miami's not doing it. Minnesota's not doing it. You're putting New England?
Pats. New coach.
Wow. New Orleans is not doing it.
Yes, they are.
You aren't. Come on.
Rich, you watch that team play. You shouldn't, because your eyes would bleed. Their offense is terrible. They need new everything in New Orleans.
Giants aren't doing it. Jets are not doing it.
Jets, new coach.
You're out of your mind. That's not happening.
You don't know that. Rich, these owners don't care anymore. There is no timetable. David Tepper just fired a guy after 11 games while he's still paying Matt Rhule.
Because he doesn't care about money. He doesn't care about money. He just cares about how things look badly.
Move on. Keep going.
He probably didn't like taking six private air trips to on the road and watching his team get beat.
Jets, new coach.
Philadelphia's not doing it. Pittsburgh's not doing it. Seattle's not doing it. San Francisco's not doing it. You putting Tampa on that list?
Tampa, new coach.
Tennessee better not do it.
It's being talked about, but I think they stick with Vrabel unless he gets traded to New England.
Do you know who is? And Washington's doing it.
Washington, new coach. That's at least seven.
Wow. I'll just say it's an overreaction.
There's going to be a lot of shakeup on the sidelines.
I just don't know who you're hiring. Where are we finding these new coaches? There are
great coaching candidates all over the league. There's some guys from college. Let's give these guys an opportunity. No more retreads. No more Dennis Allens and Ron Rivera's.
But by the way,
do
you consider Doug Peterson a retread? Because that's working out pretty damn well.
Well, it helps when you have a generationally quarterback prospect.
Well, that didn't help with Urban Meyer, did it?
He was a terrible coach for the pros.
So what I'm saying is you can't just discount. I mean, one of the greatest retreads in the history of professional, coaching and managing is Joe Torre.
Guess what? Got fired. Bill Belichick got fired from the Browns.
Dude, You know who's hoping the Tennessee Titans fire Mike Vrabel? Like, deep down, the Ohio State Buckeye faithful. Oh yeah,
they want him bad, right?
Big time. You know who's not hopping up and down in a huddle with a whistle?
No.
Letting his players dance in the Big House field to get ready for a game? You know who's not doing that? Vrabel's not doing it.
The hottest one, though, is Sean McDermott. They missed the playoffs. He's out.
I don't deny that. I don't deny that, although I don't know what's going on in the building. But I think 7's too high. I'll just say that. 6 more openings? My goodness gracious. All right. Look at you ending on such a sour note.
Just trying to be. Well, Schefter beat me to it. I wrote this before his report. I'm just saying.
What was his report?
That there could be 10 new coaches 10? Next year. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I texted with a source who said not outrageous to think that.
You texted with a source?
I did.
Who's your source?
Oh, am I going to give up my source?
Who do you text? Who's a source?
What do you mean? Come on.
Who's a source?
Rich, I got
sources. Who are you sourcing?
Rich, I got sources.
That's an overreaction.
That I have sources?
That you call it a source. Whoever you're texting, you calling that person a source is an overreaction.
That's funny. That's good.
All right, let's get our predictions. My prediction last week. My prediction last week, as of this taping, we still don't know if it's right. Kirk who? That Josh Dobbs would beat the Bears.
That's right.
And it'll be Kirk who?
I think
so. We haven't done that yet.
But I think you're going to be on with that.
So next pod, we'll find out if I've got 3 in a row. Because my last
you're on fire.
I've been on fire. I said that everyone's going to be thinking that the Antonio Pierce, carriage is a pumpkin again. So, all right. What do you got here? What's your overreaction that we're going to be overreacting to?
I'm so off on all of these.
Keep firing away, man.
Last week I said the Chargers were going to make the playoffs. What were they doing on Sunday night?
I could have told you that. That time.
All right, here we go.
Do you want me to stop you from these things?
Kind of.
Because we're surprising each other with answers.
You might have to stop me with this one. Ready?
Yeah.
The Lions peaked too early.
Stop it.
So the Lions peaked too early. They're gonna make the playoffs because they're going to win the North, but they're going to lose on Wild Card Weekend.
The Detroit Lions, next game's at New Orleans.
Peaked too early.
That's a big game at New Orleans. And they lose that one. They peaked too early. Then they'll go to Chicago in that one. Home for Denver. That's a big one. I hope I get to call that one. I hope I get that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Because that'll be like
that's
8 in a row.
That's part of the NFL Network triple header, right? I believe. Peaked too early. Because they barely survived against Chicago and then got spanked at home. And that wasn't an outlier either. That was a real beatdown.
Against Green Bay.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Peaked too early. That's not a bad.
They have Denver, Denver, Minnesota, Dallas right in a row.
That's not a bad one because it would be an overreaction.
Yeah.
All right. And here's my my future overreaction. I don't know if you're going to like this one or not. The loser of the Niners-Eagles game is in trouble.
In
Whoever
trouble
loses in Philadelphia.
In what way?
Like their Super Bowl hopes have just been
over.
Disproven.
Oh. Wow.
Disproven.
Okay.
If the Eagles beat the Niners, it'll be just like, see, they had Purdy and they can't do it.
Right. Exactly.
And now they're going to have to come back here and do it again. See ya.
Yep.
Nice try. Nice little run you went on after the bye. And if the Eagles lose, it'll be just like, see, they finally took on a team that could finish them off in the way that the Chiefs and the Bills could not.
But that'll be an overreaction, right? Like,
yes, of course it's an overreaction.
Okay. I think that might be.
That's your narrative. Those are your two narratives.
Because the loser will basically have to go to the winner for the NFC Championship?
Maybe not, because the Bills couldn't finish it off, the Niners, with a win, would you be just one behind Philadelphia? All they'd have to do is tie them.
Got it.
But if the Eagles win this one, they'd be 3 in front of 40 in San Francisco.
Right.
And having the tie break as well. I mean, the one seed would be over for San Francisco. We're assuming Dallas beats Seattle and they're 2 behind Philadelphia going into that all-important game in Dallas.
That's a good one.
And then Philly would have won 3 in a row, not overall, but 3 in a row. At Kansas City, home against Buffalo, home against San Francisco. And they take that win streak into Dallas.
I mean, the Eagles win this game, and it's like Eagles Super Bowl to lose.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And the 49ers are in trouble.
Yeah.
Or the other way around, it's just like,
I think you're going to
see. They finally found a team that can actually beat them. and it's the one that should have beaten him last year had Brock Purdy not had his arm blown up.
Hey, you're on fire with these.
That's Overreaction Monday, everybody. I'm not just on fire. I'm just seeing things more clearly because life, the air is cleaner. Yeah, yeah. The colors are brighter. Food tastes better. The wine is incredible.
Oh,
and it started on Saturday.
Around
4 Eastern. Right, 1 o'clock Pacific.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Right around with an interception to end things in Ann Arbor. Oh, yeah. Not overreacting.
Very specific.
Stuff tastes better.
Very specific.
I'm telling you. And again, the win is better now than before this podcast began. Or even since I just said this sentence.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Overreaction Monday. That'll wrap it up. See you next week.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
We have Michael Azerrad, who was Nirvana's very first biographer. I'm not sure how many people realize how many of the best songs on In Utero were written way beforehand.
To be fair to Kurt, he was also a new father. There was a lot of stuff distracting him. It wasn't just drugs, although that was certainly a major factor.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.